To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ma'am. So there's so many. First of all, let me tell you this. I'm kind of not surprised. I'm kind of a cynic when it comes to facilities allowing cameras. People freak out. People in power freak out. So when it was presented to me that it would be easy to get granny cams in nursing homes, I kind of said, no, for several reasons. Paranoia, mistrust, insecurity, all this crap. But it's a massive problem, and it needs addressing. And I have two of the best at it who are big proponents of granny cams. Rob Pierce of Robert Pierce and Associates, who's been a very significant part of this show for more than 20 years because of his advocacy, and has stressed that it would be a hell of a tool to have granny cams. And Bob Garvin, private investigator. Bob, good morning. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
Bob.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Bob, good afternoon. To say that you have hit the wall, I'm going to read the text from one of your boys. This is so annoying. Braden goes into a facility. They're afraid to take the cameras to make their lives more secure. They're afraid. They're afraid to install it. And then everywhere you go, the facility shuts you down. Kind of shocking and unsettling, isn't it, Bob?
Well, yes and no. You know, I've locked up over 200 different providers over the years because that was my area of expertise. What we're finding is that these people are out and out lying to everyone about everything you said previously and why they shouldn't be there. They are legal. They're allowed to be in there. That particular case that Braden was talking about yesterday, I wasn't at that nursing home. I was at another one, which was so horrendous. It wasn't unbelievable. But Braden, they had their security supervisor come in and follow him around.
Wow.
We always go in pairs just to have, you know, witnesses. And these are all professionals. We have law enforcement.
Of course.
We have medical professionals.
Of course.
And then the one facility, which we thought would be the one easiest one because they allow cameras, everybody in there was, like I said, Braden would be the best one to talk to, but he relayed to me that these people were in complete fear.
Wow.
And if they have a camera,
wow,
the facility made them hide the cameras and,
wow,
put them in drawers where the staff wouldn't come in for privacy reasons. So what is the reason they think the cameras are there? Another one, the one you referred to me out in Butler, we got the camera in there. The people were happy as could be.
Mm-hmm.
There was two people. We got the permission slips. The following day, the administrator came in. confiscated our camera and told him this is a violation of federal and state law.
Hold on, Bob. I got to grab Rob Pierce. Rob Pierce, who has represented thousands of people who had issues in these facilities. I'm guessing you're not surprised by this paranoia, Rob?
I am not. It's unfortunate that a camera that could help lead to notifying family of concerns with loved ones is not allowed. But I am not surprised that facilities have strong reservations.
You're not surprised at all, because these facilities have done everything in their power to stonewall you, sir, when you're seeking the truth in a case where a family member could have died, right?
It's a difficult process. I would tell you, if you pay attention to what your listeners are saying, they feel frustrated every time they try to visit a loved one, when they try to get information. And again, I'm not surprised that trying to install a camera did not go over smoothly.
And the truth of the matter is, Rob, is that they will never, ever say, come on in, set up these cameras, unless they're ordered to. Right, Rob?
I would tend to agree. I've also stand by what I said before, which is, like the police having body cam, it helps tell the story accurately and in real time. And I don't see the harm in having a camera that's open, disclosed, obviously, by the resident to any roommates with the roommate's permission, and in turn with the staff and facility knowing about it. Seems to me it's a win-win.
Rob Pierce with Rob Pierce and Associates. But the fact of the matter is that there's no way in hell, Bob, they're going to let this happen, Bob. You said you had a question for Rob.
You know, without the legislation, and that's why the other 23 states have it, because the legislation says, even though in Pennsylvania you're allowed to have a camera in your private residence, the law says that the facility can't interfere nor have direct access to that camera. It's their private property. And what has luckily come about with our group, we've been in four. This is not one nursing home. One is very prominent, and one is the worst I've ever been in, and yet we're having the same problems in all four. The big problem is the nursing administrators do not want on camera violations they were obligated to report either to DHS or law enforcement. That's the bottom line here.
Yeah, but hold on. We get that. You're stating the obvious here. But Rob, you run into this without video. They stonewall you without video, do they not, sir?
When it comes to a scenario where someone is injured or passes away in one of these facilities, it's a difficult process.
Right on.
And I don't expect it to get easier anytime soon.
No way. There's no way in hell. Hey, Rob, would you still support any law that would provide these granny cams and facilities? And why, sir?
I think video cameras tell the accurate story. Look, in every scenario, there are two sides to a story. But when it's recorded in real time, you can objectively make a determination as to what occurred. That benefits the residents, and it also benefits the facilities. And I think legislation would certainly help in that regard.
Rob, are there cases that you have right now where their lives could have been saved if something had been recorded, sir?
I can't say for sure if a life would have been saved, but what I do know is the answer, getting to the truth of what happened in a resident's room or some other location, would be much easier to get to that bottom line than without having it.
Hey, Bob, who's been the man. Bob, why the hell is it such a blessing for cops? Why the hell these nursing homes can't see that, sir? Why?
Just what I said. There are, under their licenses, they are obligated to report certain incidents that take place.
Right, right.
Which goes against their license, and that they don't want that. Mm. But luckily, we're going to go in the back door here, because from our efforts over the last years, we have made over 70 referrals to DHS and the Attorney General's office. And I salute you and Attorney General Sunday, because they are actively investigating some of these incidents. And one lawsuit was just settled, another one that's was filed, and two more are going to be filed of retaliation cases by employees for reporting wrongdoing. So whether it comes out in depositions or before a jury, we're going to get the notoriety that gets these people to pass the legislation that needs to be.
Hey, Rob Pierce, it's hard for you to speculate, but you had one of the most egregious cases in American history, a nurse who was killing patients. Would she have been caught sooner if there were cameras, sir?
I can tell you that having a camera would certainly help the situation.
Yep.
I also think it, going to Bob's point, might have staff members think twice,
yep,
make sure they understand their orders, not take anything for granted. And if it saves one life or if it prevents one injury, then it's worth it.
Bob? Hey, Marty, if I could make a comment.
Hold on, that's Heather Presley, by the way. Go ahead, Bob.
67 referrals I reviewed, 98% of them would have been cleared up definitively that the staff did exactly what they should have done or there was an issue.
Mm.
98% if there had been a granny cam, because they all took place inside the residence of the referrals I just reviewed over the last 6 months.
Heather Presley connected to at least the murder of 17 patients. And Rob Pierce has been a warrior fighting for the families and who lost loved ones. Rob Pierce, thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, sir.
It's a hell of a story. Bob, we continue on, my man. We won't stop until this is the law, my man. Thank you.
You have a good day.
All right.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You know, these jagoffs, and I mean that in the nicest way, that run these facilities. Patrick, just repeat what you just said so the audience can hear how important this information is.
Sure. Every one of these employees that are having issues with these cameras, they're already on camera in every other part of that facility.
Hello.
In the hallways, in the common areas, everywhere else that they do their
job.
They're
not in a friggin' cave.
Exactly. They're on camera.
And everywhere we've gone with these cameras, they say, go away. They scare people. They intimidate them.
Yep.
You know what troubles me, my man? What does that tell you? What are they hiding?
Exactly.
Huh?
I've had that same conversation with a couple of other administrators.
Jesus Christ. I get so annoyed. So now we're going to have to get, I'm going to go after Jake, not go after him. He's wonderful. Jay Costa. And get him to go and get this done in Harrisburg. It's ignorant, man. But hold on, Patrick. We've been at this a while. Are you surprised at all? Come on.
No, I'm not surprised. Come on. No, not at all. Not in the least.
Come on.
Anything they can do to keep from having to do this.
And here's what happens, too. You got senior citizens who are already kind of failing physically, mentally, financially. So they agree to do this because it's a good thing. But then they're insecure. Honey, the administrator said that the camera's not allowed. Can you please take it away? Right? Right?
Exactly.
They're going to scare the hell out of grandma or grandpa.
Yep. Yep. So weird. Unless someone else is there to hold them accountable.
Right on.
And say, no, you can't do this.
Marty and Patrick.
I just get so damn irritated.
Can I ask you a question, Marty?
1 second. All right. Go ahead, Anna.
Hi. So I came, I didn't hear the full conversation that you had, but I've heard you talk about this before.
Yeah.
And here's my question.
Yeah.
My mother had Alzheimer's and was in a lovely, wonderful care facility until we ran out of money. I put her in a cane facility. They were wonderful as well. I had no complaints about any of her care. But my question is, you know, she always had a roommate, and what about the privacy of the other person living in the room?
By the way, it's a relevant as hell question. And what, she makes
for example,
a valid point.
Hold on,
take a breath. Take a breath.
Should she be taped while she's being chained?
Take a breath. Hold on.
Yeah.
She's right. Everybody has to kind of agree.
Exactly. Everybody that is in that room has to sign off on it. But if everybody agrees, why wouldn't they be able to put cameras up in their own living space?
I completely and utterly understand what you're saying. But again, if you have,
true,
you know, you can agree to it. But if your loved one is being bathed in their bed or being changed from, you know, diapers or whatever, you still have to like make sure that
agree
that,
again.
Get into the wrong thing.
Again,
you know, I think it's a tough situation.
She makes insanely important points. Go ahead.
And on that same note, no one else has access to these cameras except the patient and their family. Whoever the patient gives access to it. The facility does not have access to the video on these cameras. It's just the family.
Gotcha.
But by the way, Anna, you are so right. You are so right. It's scary.
So I'm just curious. But thank you so much for taking my call.
But hold on. Based on what you heard, would you like to see them in facilities?
I do. And our family had a very wonderful experience for years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I do totally understand that. But I'm also, in my mind, I'm thinking of the layout of the rooms where my mother lived. And I would want to make sure for the dignity of both my mother and the woman who shared the room with her, that camera is pointed properly.
No, you're right.
I guess is what I'm saying.
No. 1,000%. It's tough. And someone older doesn't really understand, what do you mean there's a camera in here? Right, Anna? Right?
Right.
Right?
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
On.
Correct.
Right on. No, I love the call.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no. Well, go ahead, brother. Sorry about that. It's you, man.
My question is, and I know we're coming short on time.
So we're fine.
The camera. Patrick pointed out the cameras are already throughout the facility. So that means that the facility itself has no problem with the cameras.
You would think.
Is that correct?
Huh.
Because my question is this. The camera, does it unveil what's actually happening to the patient?
Right.
Or does it unveil the process that the facility is following on the treatment
of
the patient?
Both.
All the above.
Both.
Wow.
Hey, when I was in Texas, we put cameras in cigarette packs in the staff of nurses for 3 months. It was insane. We had people getting beat to death on camera. People went to jail. We had tape of patients screaming in pain. We had those monitors going off for help for an hour and a half with no one responding. All of it on tape. They're afraid of what it will produce, Patrick. They're scared as hell. But they should probably get their SHI blank together and not worry about a damn camera.
Correct, because most of the time, those cameras are going to save them.
Right on.
They're just, too afraid to go there.
Ohio granny cams reduce complaints against staff by 85%. How about that?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Cold as hell. I absolutely hate it. Hate it. All right, so my cuz, Eileen, is one of my close friends. Her husband has been in almost a vegetative state. Hi, Eileen. How are you, cuz?
I'm good.
How do we describe his state?
So I wouldn't say vegetative. I mean, if he was vegetative, it would almost be easier on us. But
you're
he's
right.
Alert.
You know what? You're right.
And looks around and like he's like a prisoner in his own body because he does not speak.
Wow.
Now he doesn't walk. He's in a wheelchair, but he hasn't talked in over 6 years.
6 years.
So just by my car, over 6 years. Yeah, not a word. So that's why I think...
Hold on, he's in Kane. In Kane that whole time?
Yeah. Since 2018.
And so you jumped in on the cameras. Give me your perspective, because it means so much.
Yeah, I did. Because I just got in my car. He's in hospice right now. But the reason I really think... I think it's a no-brainer with Alzheimer's and dementia. Like, I mean, because there's a lot of reasons. But one... You know, he cannot speak.
Wow.
And just as an example, my kids and I were all in on Thanksgiving, and there was a guy from across his hall came in and sat down. And, like, my kids have hard enough time going in there,
yeah.
Let alone, like, for me, I could handle, like, this guy, I mean, sitting there, I would have a conversation with him or whatever. But I knew they were uneasy as it was, so I tried to get him out. And then the staff said, oh, no, he can be violent.
Oh.
It took them two people to get him out.
Oh.
You know, the guy, it breaks your heart because I'm sure this guy was a wonderful person.
Wow.
Probably had a really, you know, good job or whatever. But, like, you know, that happens with that disease. And some people never do the male thing, but so, you know, there's not enough staff to be able to, because there's three, like, wings. And
wow.
There's just not enough staff to be able to know something happened in a minute. He was great. I looked at other nursing homes, too, in the beginning, and one wouldn't take him because he was too young, and they said some resident assaulted another resident because they were younger, and they were afraid to take him, so they denied
him. Wow.
But, you know, again, if there were cameras, the other thing I was thinking is, you know, even for me now, like, he's confined to a chair. He, you know, needs to be fed and changed and everything. And
Yeah. Sometimes
I wonder, like, does he sleep? But
yep.
Even for, like, a family member, it's almost like a baby. Like, I wonder if he's sleeping all night or, you know, the time they come to bed.
Hold on, because this is why she's so smart. Patrick, you're sitting here. This gave you access to your friend. You could tell 24/7 what was up, right?
Absolutely. We had a camera in his bedroom and one in his living room. It was a two-room apartment in his assisted living facility. And we could see if he had fallen, if he was on the floor. We could see if he needed anything or if he was simply sleeping. We could check in on him.
Well, actually,
and we could even talk to him through the cameras, which was amazing.
Go ahead, Eileen.
That's a really good point, Patrick, because... They usually not, I mean, they tell me, and every time I go in, he's in the dining room because they're not allowed to confine anybody, you know what I mean? Restrain them.
Yeah.
But if by chance he was in his room by himself, he's in a chair, but like, what if he tried to get out? Yeah. Or what if he fell out of bed, you know, or something, and you happen to see it, you could call and, you know, get him help.
Eileen, no disrespect to any of these employees, but I know you. We've talked about this for a hell of a long time. I think they would push back even there. Don't you?
I think they would be nervous because they would think of lawsuits and stuff like that.
Yep.
Everybody's always afraid of getting sued. And they might think that you're not confident in their ability, which, like, this new crew at Kane is amazing. The Bridges Hospice people told me it's the best nursing home in this whole area.
Wow.
Even, nice. Like, you know, Providence Point and stuff, yeah. But, like, still, they're short-staffed, and they try their best, but stuff happens. So, even if they push back, it's really, it's your loved one, it's your family member. You should have a right.
Eileen, every single facility we try to go in, every single one goes berserk. Everyone. Everyone.
It's lost. They're afraid of lawsuits.
I agree. My dear, thank you.
All right, love you.
Love you, dear. It's been hell for her, man. I mean, he probably induced by concussions from hockey, probably. He started failing. He was in his 50s. 50s, yeah. He was a wonderful man. Insanely gifted father and athlete and salesman and husband. And I apologize for saying he was in a vegetative state. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. She nailed it. And I don't know if you heard what she said. She said we'd be better off if he was in a vegetative state. It's horrible. She said something poignant, too. Even if you just want to, hey, let me see if he's sleeping okay. Boom, 3 a.m, right?
Exactly.
You did it all the time with your buddy.
Yeah, we checked in on Drew all the time, and there were times where he had fallen, and they didn't know because it was between rounds, and I would call their desk, and somebody would go check on him and make sure he was good.
My girl Karen, this can be a lot of work. This is actually a great point. My daughter, when she was in the nursing home, had 4 roommates. It's true. Man. Every time there would be a new roommate, I'd discuss with them, and they'd have to agree. Yep. Roommate 1 might say okay, roommate 2 might say no. Now what? It's a great point. And she's very intuitive and very pragmatic in her thinking. Most older folks, 80 plus, have no interest in this. Get that away from me. They're scared. They're scared. And I can understand it. It's scary stuff. It's hell, man. It's hell. I have a loved one in a nursing home. You don't know what the hell's going on. And they won't allow cameras. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Marty. Actually, I wanted to give you a heads up to look into this. But former Steeler Alan Fanick, I guess, was diagnosed with early onset of frontotemporal dementia. And he's, like, only 48 years old. I don't know what setting his family has him in yet. But this is one of those unfortunate cases where, you know, you wonder if it could be prevented, and I think a lot of sports have gotten on the right track with that, with a lot of the concussion protocols that have been instituted.
We saw it with Neil, my cousin's husband, early 50s, started seeing signs. It was from hockey concussions.
And who's the KDK guy, John, what's his name?
Oh, the weatherman.
One
of my wife's closest friends.
And what
football.
I hope for
he
is
played,
that guy.
He played football at Tennessee, and they believe the same thing. In fact, you can't really get it diagnosed until after you're dead, which is kind of wild. And they found that he had seven different ailments from it.
And that's where I hope that guys who are retired now, down the line, they stay healthy. Got like Palomalu, because he made a lot of hits. He took a lot of hits. And I just, I think, who was the guy with New England that was arrested for killing somebody? But the one man, the coroner who did his autopsy.
Hernandez.
Said his was one of the worst, as far as post-autopsy, worst PTE cases she had ever seen that, you know, she autopsied.
I saw it, and it breaks my heart to even kind of talk about it, but I have to because I saw it. Burnett, it wasn't diagnosed yet, but we were at the Italian festival in Bloomfield. You familiar?
Vaguely.
Okay. They have a bocce tournament with celebrities, okay? Like the first or second night. So everybody's there. All the weather people. My wife's there, blah, blah, blah. John's there. He comes up to us afterward, crying. Can't find his car. Can we help him find his car? And my man, at the time, early, mid-50s, was already happening. It destroyed his life. Yeah. And no one knows what the hell to do once this starts to happen. They had no clue what to do. And he declined rapidly. It was horrible. Horrible.
The best way I could describe it, because there are, you know, certain particular differences between some of the other dimensions. The frontotemporal, the speech and, you know, the speech contraption, understanding usually goes first, and cognition, memory.
Yeah, of course.
Goes later, whereas Alzheimer's is the other way around. But eventually, the best way I could put it is the what is still there, but the who slowly dies.
Well, you heard my cousin. Her husband just sits in a chair. Can't speak. For 6 years, man. Thanks, Bill.
And that's
because
you remember.
Hold on, my man. Yep. Do you support the cameras in the context of what we're talking?
Yeah, I would be fine with that, because it even makes the best motivated people stay on their best behavior.
Mm. Thanks, buddy. It's a friggin' nightmare. With Neil, we used to see him all the time because Eileen and her kids and her husband, they live within 5 minutes of our house. And in his early 50s, he went to New York and said his car was stolen. It wasn't. It wasn't. He lost it. He's amazing, man. And then he's in his early 50s. Think about this. And then he started taking insanely long walks, 8 miles, 10 miles, wandering. And he's been in this state now where he can't speak to anything but sit there for 6 years. Six. And all I'm suggesting is the same thing Eileen's suggesting and Patrick's suggesting and Bob's suggesting and everybody else is put the damn cameras in the damn rooms. And now I'm hacked off. I am. When I'm done, I'm going to start the lobbying again. To name drop a bit, I was texting yesterday with the governor, and I'm pushing to get this done. I don't really care what he's running for. I care that he cares. And if we can use this platform to get the governor to care, we're going to do that. I don't care what party you're in. I don't care what you're running for. I don't really care. I care that you care about making a difference. Does that make sense? And if we can get the governor and others to push for granny cams, make them law so they can't say screw off, leave, we're going to do it. We tried the easy way, proof concept, show them the video. We're going to buy a bunch of cameras, but nah. Do we have one anywhere? I don't think we do. Do we? No, I don't think so. I don't know. We're not sure. But we had a lot of putback and feedback, and everybody's afraid. Wow. I'm trying to also get to the bottom of this piece with this young man that we had on video who's in that zombie state, homeless downtown. And he's back out in the streets right now, getting high. We tried to get him into a place a Friday night. He walked away. We're trying to hook him up with probably the best doctor in America. I'm trying to find out where all the dealers are. And one of my boys said they're all over downtown. Huh. One girl, here's from one of my sources. One woman comes down by the shelter and serves 20 or 30 people. Now, if my guy knows this, why the hell don't cops know this? And why the F don't they arrest this guy? A lot of them are addicts. This person got caught shooting up in the bathroom on probation. Until someone says this stops today and they arrest all these clowns with drugs, all of them. When this young man ran out of his dad's house, what, Saturday? He immediately went to downtown Pittsburgh, not to see the lights, but to buy fentanyl from one of 20 people that are all over downtown. The dealers make rounds, from one of my sources. Lots of dealers are also users, the downtown ones. It's a nightmare, man. Downtown Pittsburgh.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.